It wasn't 39 this time, but that just shows you, you know, what Ben has done since he played us. They went 10-1 after they played us. Le'Veon played great ball. AB, you know, a lot of respect for him. He's the best receiver in the game. What he did with the calf injury and just from the illness, he just kept out there. He was fighting for his team, fighting for the city, and we just came out. We was doing the same, and I'm just glad that we just came out with the win.
Calais talked about the tweet from you, Le'Veon, this morning about doubles and getting a double next week.
Right.
You guys didn't chirp a lot this week. Did that set you off today? Did that burn slowly through the
My dad used to always say something about, like, you should be worried about the ones that don't talk a lot. That's why I never really talk a lot. I try to let my play do everything. But, you know, I'm also big on focusing on the present. I guess he wasn't really focused on it like that. I guess he was trying to get his team going. He's a heck of a player. He deserves everything he got. But when you're looking past us, and then you get hit in the mouth, and look what happens. They're going home. They're going to have to watch us next week.
All season long, it seemed like this defense had the ability to make a play to turn the game around.
Right.
It seems like an endless well. Do you have more of those in you?
Yeah, we definitely have more. If you watch our games during the season, you'll notice that there's always one player that stands out. And then even if he doesn't do it the next week, somebody else comes and make a big play. And that's what we have. We have a lot of playmakers on our defense. And, you know, that's just football. The ball may not roll our way one week, but it will the next week. And we just have to keep it going.
What about a thought on the offense today? They were under fire all week long based on 10 points last week. More rushing than passing yards. Do you have a thought on what Blake and the offense was able to do in terms of grabbing the momentum back when it seemed like the Steelers had it?
My thought was, you know, I like to watch a lot of NFL Network and ESPN, and when you talk about the defense and talk about Ben all week, and then the only thing that you have to say is negative about Blake, one thing I learned is when you talk negative about him, he comes out and just proves you wrong over and over again. He did it against Seattle. He did it the first time. He did it today. So I got a lot of respect for him. You know, I'm glad for him. We went to the same school, and I'm trying to do everything individually, and I know that we all are trying to get him to Minnesota.
Everyone seems happy, right, but not over the top. They're excited about the opportunity next week. Can you talk about the mindset of the team right now about what's to come?
I already know I'm going to be telling everybody, but if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. Who's the best quarterback to do it? Tom Brady. Best coach that everybody's going to say, Belichick. So we know what they have. They have a lot of weapons, and they play great defense, great special teams, great offense. So we're just going to have to come in with the approach on Monday, just ready to go and just being on top of everything.